Good morning. It's Thursday, July 12th. I'm George Kearns with a look at today's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. In the news this morning, the Columbia Fire Department and the South Carolina Forestry Commission worked throughout the night last night to contain a fire in the Harbison State Forest. Officials say the fire burned at least 4 acres and is now 100% contained, but will probably continue burning for a few more days. Early indications point to fireworks as the possible cause to last night's fire. Upstate police are still looking for a man who robbed a woman at gunpoint last week at an ATM machine. Greenville County deputies say a person approached the woman at a walk-up ATM on Pleasantburg Drive and drove off with her cash in a four-door sedan. Well, an updated report on the fatal car crash that left a Lowcountry congressional candidate injured says the woman who was killed had a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. The Charleston County Sheriff's Office says 69-year-old Helen White had a blood alcohol level of 0.15. The legal limit is 0.08. Republican congressional candidate Katie Arrington and a second woman were injured in that crash back on June 22nd. A Grand Strand man, described as a white supremacist, was sentenced in federal court yesterday. 31-year-old Benjamin McDowell of Conway pleaded guilty in March to attempting to buy a gun illegally from an undercover FBI agent. Investigators say McDowell told the agent he wanted the gun for an attack in the spirit of Dylann Roof. McDowell will serve 33 months for being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. Former President Bill Clinton will be in the Palmetto State next month to honor a former governor who served in his cabinet and on his campaign. USC announced yesterday that Clinton will speak at an August 6th reception in Columbia to officially open the special collections of Dick Riley. An upstate mayor has filed a countersuit after she was sued by a former police chief who resigned 2 years ago. The Greenville News says former Simpsonville Mayor Janice Curtis and her husband, former City Councilman George Curtis, have sued former Police Chief Keith Grounsell. He sued them in May over incidents that led to his 2016 resignation. The mayor and her husband say they've suffered significant embarrassment, damage of personal and professional reputation, incurred attorney's fees, lost income, and experienced emotional and mental anguish. The Department of Revenue has announced that South Carolina's annual sales tax holiday weekend will begin in just a few weeks, on August 3rd. During that weekend, a variety of back-to-school essentials will be exempt from the state's 6% sales tax. Shoppers typically save more than $2 million during the weekend. A list of exempt items can be found online at dor.sc.gov. The Island Packet of Hilton Head says Beaufort Mayor Billy Kaiserling and the Beaufort Regional Chamber of Commerce are in a dispute over the ownership of the Beaufort Shrimp Festival held each October. Kaiserling says city leaders don't think the Chamber of Commerce has met the city's desires for the event, and they're planning to take it over. Chamber of Commerce leaders say they think they own the event and now might just produce their own festival. And that's a look at some of this morning's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.